What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Save big on everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Best Air Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Best Air products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. So, Backseaters, today we have Angela Johnson returning to the podcast. I think this is her third time on the podcast.
I think so, yeah.
Third time on the podcast, once in its old form, which was just me talking to comics, once in its new form, current form, not new, 6 years, of, you know, us chatting with comics. And today, Angela has her seventh comedy special called Ugly Baby out right now. It's her seventh special, which is incredible.
That's amazing.
It's an amazing amount of work and a huge accomplishment. Big one, self-produced, financed, directed, all by herself, up on her YouTube channel. Ugly Baby, Angela Johnson.
It released on Mother's Day?
Yeah.
Amazing.
We're going to talk to her in a bit, but make sure you go check out that new comedy special.
Awesome.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa, California, is my lovely wife, my co-host, and my best friend, Melissa Nickerson.
Hey there.
Who is just kind of dressed kind of normal today. It's a good outfit, but it's not anything like, there's no, like,
I know.
There's nothing I can...
There's no fringe.
Like, you look like this, yeah.
You know? It's a bit of a road trip celebration, though.
Normal.
It feels very Americana.
Well,
look at this,
yeah.
Shirt,
it is,
like,
yeah.
Matchboxes.
That's true, but the funny thing is, like, this is, full disclosure, if you put a different, if those aren't jeans, then this is actually what Melissa flies in. This
that's
is Mel's
true.
Fly
yeah.
jacket.
You're
which
right.
Which is, I would never, right.
no,
never let
I,
denim be.
For a long time, every American woman was flying with a light jean jacket on. And it's because it's so versatile.
Oh.
When you get to your destination, now you have a light colored
yeah.
jean jacket. Thankfully, fashion has evolved a little bit.
Yeah.
What is the new Swiss Army knife of jackets nowadays?
So, you know, we had that like green jacket for a long time.
Yes, the, like kind of like pseudo aviator
military.
Oh,
yeah.
Right. Oh, gosh.
I love that I knew exactly.
Oh, I had
what
one of those
talking.
Too. Yeah. Men had that. There was a guy version of
yeah,
that going around. Yeah.
Tactical utilitarian.
Yeah.
Utility jacket or something. I was at the airport yesterday. We were coming back from Vegas. I think. Like kind of the sweatsuits they've come and gone, but like a high-end sweatsuit had a moment for airport travel. Now it's kind of like Aloe, that brand. And
oh, I thought you meant the color or something.
Oh, yeah. So like Vuori, those tight Vuori joggers were like a staple for a bit. And now it's a little more... like Aloe or maybe still some Lululemon jackets.
Yeah.
But it's not, it is not a light denim jean jacket anymore.
No.
So there's a little more variety. Now, I will say it was 100 degrees in Vegas. So we were not wearing a lot of layers.
No.
In the airport. Because it's May in
yeah.
Vegas. So we did not need jackets.
Yeah.
But so maybe Dustin knows what the ladies are flying in.
I don't look.
Yeah.
I've never even seen a woman.
There you go. Good answer.
I kissed dating goodbye.
Good answer.
Yeah. No, I'm not sure what people are wearing. I think the only thing that I notice when somebody's wearing on a flight is when something is outlandish. Where I draw the line on we all it's all about comfort on flying. Where I draw the line is tank top, for guy or girl, because it's just too much is exposed. We're all gross. We're all sweaty. Just cover up the pits.
We don't want to see that.
I don't want to be near it. No. Also, I'm not really looking to touch anyone's bare arm. You know?
Yeah.
Tank top, middle seat. I don't know. Andy just might fly in a tank top. Andy gets in a tank top here and there.
Just go for a t-shirt. Yeah.
Yeah, you might catch me in a sleeveless on an airplane. But that's the difference. I'm smaller. Yeah. So I do only occupy the appropriate amount of space on the seats.
Listen, you know what? Life is short. Do whatever you want. Yeah, what do I care?
Well, the thing you need to keep in mind with airplane, as an airplane passenger, is that you will be lifting overhead in front of, 100 strangers.
Yeah.
So you need to wear something that is going to hide or show what you want to hide or show.
Yep. That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking of an invasion of privacy, I stayed at an Airbnb recently.
Summer is upon us, and hotels are expensive.
Can Airbnb just die? I'm so over it.
I don't want to stay in your house.
I don't want to stay in your house. We have the loosest definitions of what a separate unit means. Oh. To me, a separate unit is no walls touch another wall or a basement ceiling. I stated one where they're like separate unit. It wasn't. It was downstairs.
Yeah, it's just a different different entry.
Stairs.
Yeah.
I was in the bathroom.
You hear the water running all night.
Yeah. I'm like,
the pipes are.
You're like, I don't want to hear you fight with your daughter over her math homework. I'm part of the family this weekend. You're like, will I get a night off if I come up and edit her English paper? I don't want to be this close to your family. I just, there is a, the thing, like, Airbnb, you anymore, you can just walk into one and you go, are you ordering this all from a Airbnb website? Because this is the Airbnb mattress.
The standard issue.
Yeah. This is the Airbnb door that does not shut all the way. This is the Airbnb, like,
complicated lock that.
Yes.
It never works right.
It never works right.
It's like the smallest closet. It's not really a closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the rooms are really small, too.
Yeah. Like, well, that's the thing. You get into your Airbnb and you're like, okay, well, the cabinets are made of tissue paper.
It's like a bed in one dresser.
Yeah. The flooring has the strength of cardboard. And then you're like going around,
it's like a playhouse.
Yeah, you're like, what are all these? And you open this door and you go, what's in this room? Oh, the family that owns the Airbnb. They said they were out of town. They're not. They're just hiding in the walls, parasite style.
Yes.
Parasite, the movie, was kind of an Airbnb horror story. The family lived downstairs and they didn't know. That's such a, it's all for dumb niche references. This set of,
could you be more vague?
I know. Sorry.
No, I'm kidding.
Ironically niche, but also award winning.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
I think Airbnbs are the best commercial for hotels. Every time you walk into an Airbnb or you get some message because the code doesn't work, because the code never works, or you get that message that asks you to do the laundry and also asks
take
you
the trash out.
Yeah, and also asks you to advance the load they forgot to advance. You're like, hey,
collect the mail.
Yeah, you're like, yeah. You're like, hey, I'm the resident slash maid. I don't feel like I'm staying. I feel like I'm house sitting. They're like, hey, could you take the dog on a walk? Why is the dog here?
Why didn't you take the dog?
Yeah. And your wife is just looking at you like, really? We couldn't splurge on a courtyard? Really? You had to save $17 a night?
But there's a TV in every room.
Ooh, that's nice. Yeah, it's and when you turn it on, it accesses no channels, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You turn it on, and it's just a loop of sports pranks and cat videos.
Oh, no, they're like, I hope you brought all your passwords.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Exactly.
It's just it's just Pluto TV on loop.
Yeah.
Actually, could you stay logged in to all your streaming?
Yes.
We could use it here.
We left the TV. You do have to bring your own Roku box, though. It's just a TV. We didn't. Yeah. Heads up. We did not. When we built this Airbnb, we did forget to build outlets. Your phone will be dead.
Walls have zero insulation.
But if you need anything, just come to the backyard. Our family's all in a tent.
We will have to use the restroom from time to time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a shared driveway. What we mean by that
is we are sharing.
What we mean by that is, can you drive my daughter to school?
And you can park on the street.
I hate Airbnbs. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Will you do our son's paper out for us?
Yes. This is barely, this is a half a star experience above staying in a tent with a porta potty in your front yard. And then they're like,
but there is a fire pit.
Oh gosh, yeah. There is a fire pit. It's it's an unfinished hole we dug in the backyard.
If you want to bring some more stuff.
If you want to bury yourself in it. It's actually our most comfortable bed. Just let it die. Let Airbnb die. All right. You got some stories.
Do you want to announce dates? Tour dates?
No.
Okay.
Come to a show if you want. More importantly, watch Angela's special. We still have to do an intro for that, don't we?
Yeah, we got Angela on today.
Oh, you're going to have to, we're going to have to do like,
What happened? Do you want to start back?
No. Okay. Well, let me,
or insert.
When we finish this,
yeah,
we'll do like a little, hey, watch your special thing.
Yeah.
And then can you put that at the front before we go on these dumb little rants? Okay,
yes.
Great.
The longest rant about Airbnb.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Andy, if you don't mind scrolling down, I think we just have one email that I wanted to cover.
Was this the What to Do in Seattle trip? No.
No.
Scroll down, look for the email.
Embarrassing Little League story.
Oh, here we go.
Hi, Destin Mill. How embarrassed should I be? Backstory, they have 3 out of 4 kids in Little League this season. Wow. All different levels. But only 2 different fields. So that's good news. I'm a homeschool parent, and my husband is coaching one of the kids' teams. Needless to say, I'm feeling a little stretched thin. We also have 3 birthdays within 30 days, all during baseball season. Now back to the embarrassing situation. Okay, here, just bring cupcakes to the baseball field. Birthdays are done. No, I'm just kidding. I was talking to my husband about how there is not a sign-up for our oldest son's team. Originally, I was thinking I would just not mention it, and we could squeak by without a snack rotation because they're 11 and 12-year-olds, and they could probably be phasing out of the little kid snack era. I used quotes for the actual words I used in the Game Changer app to the team parents. Okay, suggesting we do drinks like Gatorades, but I think I showed my hand a little too much by using the words little kid. I'm sure there was someone offended, and now I get to be the mean mom who suggested just doing drinks like Gatorades instead of snacks. I will now pretend to be totally okay with my pointed remarks when I show up with drinks to our first game tomorrow night, and I should probably just stay out of the chat, right? or maybe I said what everyone else is thinking. Update, I got at least one thumbs up and one heart on the comment, so maybe it'll all be okay. Hannah, you are correct. At 11 and 12, you are phasing out of the little kid snacks.
Yep.
These are middle schoolers, essentially, and for some in sixth grade.
Yeah.
And you do not need to organize snacks for middle schoolers.
Yeah.
Usually there's a snack bar. Our little league gave players a free, like, slushy after games.
Yeah, I mean, I think once a couple of the kids on the team have a little mustache, you don't need to provide Teddy Grahams anymore. Yeah. I think that's probably the cutoff point.
This is it, but you know, when
like,
you're,
I was hoping for a burrito.
Yeah, you always have a couple kids that
gotta go to work.
Start hitting it out of the over the fence.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
because they've
home runs, as they're called.
Sorry, they've matured, you know, on the early end.
Yeah,
and that's super fun. And at that point, they do not need goldfish and Teddy Grahams.
But you might wanna.
We're going to start seeing parents actually just provide just like whole chicken breast inside of these snacks coming.
Uh-huh. I was just thinking that
steaks.
The
half avocado.
I was just thinking that if you wanted to go over the top, apologize, you might have to bring some snacks though. You're like, oh, sorry about that misunderstanding. You know, shows up with some pirate booty. Go full milk, make some empanadas. I don't know.
I just do
I
think.
I got a taco guy.
Yeah.
I do think that Little League season is a lot. And you got three kids in it, and it's spring. You know, someone's coaching, you know, someone's mom's keeping score. You know, you guys got enough going on.
It's over before you know it, though.
Yep.
And just nothing cuter than a little boy in a baseball uniform.
Yeah.
I would love for you to just, like, we've all been on some bad work emails over the years, some bad message boards over the years, but man, there is something pure. I don't even know the word. I mean, is there anything worse than the sports parent group chat? I mean, talk about difficult communication to navigate without hurting anyone's feelings, without.
Yeah, I think I'm finding that in club it gets a lot easier.
Yeah. Do you ever...
Like the travel.
Do you ever run the risk, though, of like one of them says something stupid in the group chat and then you go over privately and you text the mom that you're actually friends with, like freaking classic Kathy.
Yeah. One time I did create a group chat for high school parents in a sport, and the reason we did it is because we were trying to get like 50 to 75 bucks from each family for some team dinners.
Mm-hmm.
But then it just like, it was worth it because we needed the money to throw these team dinners.
Yeah.
But the amount of questions we had to answer, because that's something that people don't really know, is that in high school, the coaches only talk to the kids.
Yeah.
It's very rare to get a coach that like emails.
They don't want to. And I don't think they should, honestly.
Emails
much.
Parents like.
When we were kids, they just sent you home with a schedule and you handed it to your parents. Oh. So you're like, here's the schedule. And here's the list of things I need.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so you do, no matter what, you have to meet a couple of the other parents.
Yeah.
Because if your kid's like on the field, they can't text you which field.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So important.
I guess what I'm saying is, one, you have that to look forward to. The coach will no longer be communicating with you, and you will have to rely on your kids.
Yeah.
Or you'll have to meet some other parents.
Notoriously good at communication.
And then also with club, we don't even really text anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get into this episode with Angela.
All right, let's do it.
Bye.
Bye.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Angela Johnson, ladies and gentlemen.
Literally just got out of the shower. I went to the gym before this, and it was such a hard workout. I was so dead. Like, I sat in the car for like 10 minutes, just like sitting there, and I was like, I need to go take a shower to go get on this podcast. And I was like, I don't need to take a shower before the podcast.
We won't smell you.
Virtual, that's what I'm saying. And I was like, nah, I want to give my best. I'm not trying to show up in my workout face. Yeah. And you know what I mean? So I was like, let me just go shower real quick. But ooh, I almost died today. It was hard.
I mean, that's going to be the best part of your day was the, not the, the workout, the 10 minutes in your car by yourself after the workout.
Yeah. Ask me what I did in those 10 minutes. I couldn't even tell you now. Like, what was my brain doing? It was just like resting.
You experienced the presence of the Lord and you were, you're met with his, you know, he led you beside still waters.
That's right. A quiet car. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was hoping we could talk Mother's Day and comedy. Will that work for you today?
I like it.
How was your Mother's Day?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
We did a premiere party, a premiere brunch for my special. I'm so glad I did it. I as I was getting ready for it, I was like, why did I do this to myself? Mm-hmm. Why did I give myself work to do on Mother's Day? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I'm so glad I did it. Imposter syndrome never goes away, I feel like, because here I am 20 years in. This is my 7th hour special. And even then I was like, did anybody really want to come to this brunch premiere party? Did anybody really want to see it? Like, did I just make people come to something they don't want? It like so dumb, like all these dumb thoughts. And then I get there and I see everybody's faces and they're so excited to like be in this like intimate space with me, and we're all going to watch it together. My family and friends are there. It was like such a cool vibe and I loved it. And I loved watching people watch my special because it's rare that we get to watch people watch us do our stand up. Mm. Like in on stage, you know, you watch their face react to their joke, but you already have to move on to your next joke, right? You don't get to like sit and watch them catch their breath, watch them hit their friend and have some sort of whatever because you've already moved to this side of the stage to hit your next moment, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was so fun to sit there and like watch people watch my set and see what they responded to and like how they responded to it. It was very, very cool. So I'm really glad that I did that.
You're sitting there taking notes like, okay, make that a clip. Uh-huh. That's a good clip. Uh-huh. They like that one. Yeah, they went, clip it. Clip that one. Uh-huh.
The work never ends.
Well, congratulations. The it is so was there that had to have been the whole Mother's Day then dealing with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty much it. It was that, and then I did a meet and greet out at the table, which I haven't done that in years.
Yeah.
Just going to stand out there and say thank you for coming to everybody who came. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that in years. And that was so fun to do. It was so fun to like meet everybody and give hugs and happy Mother's Days. And, you know, like it was just a cool, like intimate, like, we're all celebrating together. How fun is this?
Yeah.
We don't even know each other, but now we do. We just had this fun little celebration.
Well, they know a lot about you at least.
Yeah.
Did you do any non-work related Mother's Day thing like the day before, yesterday, anything? Yeah, the way you're looking
up. You did that workout and you hung out in your car.
You had 10 minutes to yourself.
You know what I did? Yeah. I'll tell you what I did. I said to my husband, I said, you do her bath tonight, my daughter's bath, and you put her down. I'm going to go get in my bed and just watch some TV is what I'm going to do. And that was my Mother's Day gift to myself was let him handle all the nightly duties. And I'm just going to go wash up, get in my PJs, get in my bed early, yeah, and just watch some shows. That was my Mother's Day gift.
I mean, that is a mother of young child Mother's Day gift. What would you like? I would like to rest and bathe in whichever order.
Yeah, by myself. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You bathe the child. I will bathe myself. I would like to just bathe me today.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Congrats. Huge.
Thank you. So much.
I do think that taking care of the child is one of the best things a partner can do, you know, like just that mental load, you know, that moms have to, it's like the lunch for preschool and the prep the coffee and go to the grocery store. Like we're always thinking about all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So it's like if a partner had sent, you know, their mom to their mother, you know, mother of their children to your brunch, but then like didn't do anything while she was gone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like,
come home and do it.
Exactly. You're like, keep it moving. Like, you know, take care of the kids, you know?
Even on the way there to the brunch, Manny was on Rosie duty because obviously I was working.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it was the weekend. So our nanny, she has a day off. So it's just us, right? And so my plan was to just have Rosie sit with my mom because my mom was there, sit in the audience with my mom and just watch my special. But then the club was like, no, it's a bar. We can't have a toddler. And I was like,
but
oh,
it's
okay.
Me. It's my special.
Yeah. But even if it's my kid. So I was like, okay, babe, you just watch Rosie in the back for a little while, just so she can come be a part of it a little bit. And then he was going to leave to go take her to the park.
Yeah.
So on the way there, because I was getting ready, getting, you know, hair and makeup ready, going over like my set, because I had to like think of 10 minutes of material of not in the special.
Yeah.
So I'm going back to my old hours being like, oh, shoot, I got to come up with like 10 minutes real quick. Let me write out my set. Woo, woo, woo. He's getting her dressed and ready. And then on the way there, we realize we forgot her backpack that has like snacks and, you know, change of clothes because we're potty training and, you know, all the things that we need. And as we're driving there, I go, did you bring her bag? And he was like, no. And all the thoughts in my brain was like, I got to do everything around here.
Yeah.
Even like Mother's Day, it's my show day. I got to think of all the things, blah, 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 blah. And
the
then I like inside a minute.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's not really fair because typically I am the one who does that. I am the one who packs the bag and makes sure it gets in the car. Woo, woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't say, hey, don't forget the bag, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But then part of me was like, I wish he would have just remembered the bag and just brought the bag.
Yeah.
But he went back to go get it. But I'm so grateful that he didn't say anything in the moment like, you forgot it. Or anything, you know what I mean? Like he didn't give a little hint.
Yeah,
what, you didn't bring it. Like he didn't give me none of that.
Yeah,
he was just like, "All right, I'll drop you off and I'll go get it." And I was like, "Thank you."
See, this is the advantage to having. We had our kids very young, and what you're describing is the advantage to having kids a little later, which is you're just slightly more mature. Because I would have said that when we had a kid that age. When we were still bathing our kids, I would have said that. And in part because I wouldn't have had a fully developed brain yet. But we were in Vegas this last weekend for, I had shows that we lined up with my daughter's volleyball tournament. It was the dream. Mm-hmm. They sent us the schedule, the travel volleyball schedule, and then I hit up Keith at Wise Guys and had their reps. I'm like, Keith, we're due for a Vegas play. Come on. Mm-hmm. Let's go get scurvy at the Rio. And all respect to the Rio, it was fine. But they got some new rooms. Last time I was there, I was on Nate's dime at the Wynn. It was a different
experience.
but I said, to your point here, like I said, like you are, I can. At the, you know, I'm 19 years into being a dad now, and I'm good at meeting our kids' needs. What you are better at, and what I'm still learning, which is sucks for my kid because he's out of the house, but like is to anticipate their needs. Like, I will go, I will go, Claire, are you hungry? And she'll say no. And I'll be like, great, the kids don't need to eat. And Melissa will go, Claire is going to be hungry soon. I'm going to start preparing food. And so it is just a different.
Or even I'll tell him, I'm like, look in the fridge first.
Yeah.
We've got, you know, we got some whatever's leftovers, like offer those.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
You know, not what do you want to eat? I'm like, no. We already got food in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's start there.
Sometimes it's just in that phrasing. It's just in the rephrasing and all of that. And like, I'm trying to. We don't live, well, now my in-laws live across the street and my parents just moved to Nashville. So now we're all closer together.
Wow.
I know, so great.
Wow.
But most of my daughter's relationships have been on FaceTime. You know, she's communicating with people on FaceTime because we live far away from everybody. And so when Rosie gets on a FaceTime, she's a little kid. She doesn't know how to just converse with people.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times if my husband pulls up the FaceTime to talk to somebody in his family or whatever, she'll like hide her face and he'll be like, say hi to grandma. Say hi to, she don't want to say hi right now, you know, whatever. And as soon as I get on the FaceTime with somebody, I'm feeding her things to say and she's engaging because now she knows what to do. She doesn't know what to do on a FaceTime phone call. So I'm saying, ask Nina what she did today. What'd you do today? And now she's engaging.
Yeah.
Because like I'm phrasing it this way. Like I'm feeding her the info and I'm like trying to teach my husband, like, do that. Just like feed her the info that you want her to say.
Or just feed her at all. Just feed her any food.
It's okay. I think one of the hardest things for moms is to like step back and let the dads do it their way. And I'm not saying I like your example because it's just some people just approach things differently.
Yep.
But it's very easy to be like, they like it cut up this way. And then you're like, so I'll just do it. You know, and
girl, you're preaching right now. I need to be reminded of that.
But after 20 years, you're like, you gotta stop. You got to let them try, you know, and mess up and learn their own way to feed the kids, you know, or else you're going to have to do it your way.
Yeah.
Angela, about 3 springs ago, Mel and I had a good old fashioned throwdown called What Should Go in the Kids' Lunches. And because Mel, who you are tenacious and you are like very like, this is what we do and this is why we do
that. That is my mindset, and is like very fixed. Like, we always do it this way. So let's do it this way.
So you're like, these are the ingredients to the kids' lunches every day forever. And I, and
because I just buy that and then I just put that in the lunch and then
and I won. About 3 springs ago, was like, hey, these items seem to come home untouched every day. Perhaps some variety. Maybe
we need a reset.
We'll maybe pull the children and see what they
at this point, it was just our daughters and... And so there is, it's good.
So we switched to fruit snacks. Good. That's all. That was a switch to fruit snacks.
But let me tell you, divorce was on the line before we got to fruit snacks.
And that's what you're doing as the partner if you're like, hey, I'm going to tread lightly because the reality is.
A hill to die on.
Is before I went full-time comedy. I was 2 full-time jobs.
Yeah.
And that's what I was doing mostly. And you were doing almost, not exclusively, but the large amount of the parenting household tasks. That's what we were doing. I was in airports and at the rec center and at Looney Bins in Tulsa.
We had found our system. Yeah.
So I was coming into your world. So you got to tread lightly. I get it. Yeah. But I'm glad that Manny didn't lose his. He just was like, I'll just go get it. And that is.
Bless God.
For Manny's sake. I got the message that you were doing the special, and I saw you posting it about it. I just, it's, 7 is an incredible accomplishment.
Yes.
I know you mentioned the imposter syndrome. If it hasn't gone away now, it's never going to go away.
No.
For the record.
I mean, you get a better handle of it.
Yeah.
But it creeps in always.
Yeah.
It always be like, I mean, even now, just now I have to start over with a new hour. You know, I got to start from scratch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I don't remember how to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Blank slate. Do it. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And you say that like every time, but then you and then you dig deep and you're like, oh, actually, I like this more than the last hour.
Yeah.
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 Do you, so you, I was thinking about, you have one of the most fascinating and impressive careers. I mean, I've said before, like, you were the first viral comic. We've talked about that on this podcast before. Mm-hmm. And I think you told me once that that was like one of the first bits you wrote, right?
Yeah. I wrote it in my joke writing class, my free joke writing class at church.
Yeah.
I wrote that bit. I did it at my graduation from the class.
Oh, I oh, wait, is that in, that is the Ice House video? That's the graduation?
No. Ice House video is, I had been doing stand-up for about 4 months when that Ice House video was taken. Because you'll even notice in that video, the microphone stays in the mic stand the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was too insecure to take the mic out of the mic stand. Like, that's how, like, knew I was.
Yeah.
I was just like, let me just leave it here and I'll just talk and like move my body around.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Because that video makes the rounds constantly. That video is a TikTok sound again. It always is. It's never going to, I mean, you put something in the zeitgeist that'll be there forever. It's been hacked a million times. Anytime we see it, they're like, oh, really? We're doing that bit? Because Angela wrote that 4 months into her career. So that's...
You know what's crazy about that, too? So many people would reach out to me and be like, hey, so-and-so's doing your bit. So-and-so's doing your bit. And I'm like, what bit? And they're like, a nail salon bit. And I was like, oh, I don't think it's my bit. I think everybody just can have a nail salon experience.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to do it the way I do. If you're doing it verbatim, sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you're doing my bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anybody could have a nail salon experience, because even when I wrote the bit, my teacher of the class was like, nail salon bits are so hacky, everybody has one. I would stay away from nail salons.
Interesting.
Yeah. So it's like, I'm not the first one to talk about
a
nail salon experience. I'm just the first one to do it the way I did it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And tell the story that I told. So like my perspective, my point of view is unique to me, my experience. Everything that I say in that bit has been said to me. And so I'm repeating what I've heard said to me and I'm just putting it in this order, in this storytelling. There's the beginning, the middle, and the end. And I have the accent as the icing on the cake that really just like knocks it out of the park.
Yeah.
But I'm not the first to do a nail salon. So anytime somebody would call me like, oh, so-and-so's doing your bit, I'd be like, that's not my bit.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend, because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
They could do it. They could try. Right. I don't know why at this point, because that one is so... That's like, who in their right mind is going to do a Hot Pocket joke now?
Right. Truly. Yeah. Truly. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I'm going to do a Hot Pocket joke.
Isn't that crazy that you could do a bit that people would go, like, you're like, hey, you can't touch Hot Pockets anymore.
Yeah. You're like, you could. It's just... Why? Why would you do that?
I to a 1%, probably 0.5% degree, had a similar thing where I had a bit that has about why, about like, I want my coffee shops to be liberal and my tax guy to be conservative. And that bit will come up and other people will do a version of it. People that we know and people, same thing, like, you're doing your bit. You're like, You know, any of us that have looked at a coffee shop and seen a trans pride flag and be like, this is going to be a good coffee shop, have had this experience. I just told my version of it. And, and when I did it, I didn't know that I was, I hadn't seen any versions of it. So it is, it is a different thing for sure. But I was, I had two questions on that. Like, when you see, you're 4 months in, like, it's hard to look at videos of me looking at myself from 2 years ago. Is is it a tough watch? Is there like an innocence? Just scroll along.
I don't watch it. I know it. I've seen it.
Well,
I don't watch it.
The more interesting question to me though is, because I know you've talked probably ad nauseum about that. The seventh special, I don't want, not like where do your ideas come from, because that's a boring question, but like, do you feel like, you know, you've been at it 20 years, do you, you're starting from scratch now, is there an element where you're just like, well, what do I, each time you're like, well, what do I have to say, what's left, what do I got?
Absolutely.
How are you and digging up the well, pulling up the well?
We have so much to talk about, but in the moment when you're like, it's like me in an argument. Like, you say something, I have no rebuttal. Give me like a day or two when I'm in my shower. Oh, I'm gonna come with some good ones.
I'm gonna have some
real good comebacks 2 days later in my shower.
Yeah.
In the moment, I can't think of anything. So if you were to tell me right now, like, well, what childhood stories do you have to talk about? I'll be like, I don't know. I was a child for at least 10 years. I got 10 years of stories. But right now in this moment, I can't think of them. But what's going to happen for me, the way I'm going to approach it is I'm going to start taking notes of any time I'm in conversation with somebody and something reminds me of something I've experienced in my own life, in my own childhood. And I'm going to write that down. I'm just going to write whatever that experience was. I'm going to smell something that smells familiar. And it's going to take me back to a memory. And I'm going to write that down. I'd be like, oh, yeah, for some reason, the smell of this washcloth reminds me of my grandma because she used to wash my face with washcloths after school every day. And I'm just going to write that down. And then there's going to be some story that's going to come from that. Like immediately, just like think of this example. I think about the time my grandma picked me up from school and she's walking me home from school and I pooped my pants. I'm young. I think I was like kindergarten or something, but I'm potty trained. But for some reason, I pooped my pants. And we're walking home from school. I remember my grandma spanked me on the butt. And I remember thinking, even that young, like, well, that doesn't make sense. There's poop in my butt and you just smushed it into my butt. Like, why would you do that? And I remember thinking that when I was little.
Yeah.
And so right now I'm like, huh, maybe there's a story in that. Maybe I get to that story.
Yeah. It's a very unique situation.
That is not a hack topic, FYI. Exactly. I would not worry about any crossover.
But I mean, taking that from potty training my own daughter, like how these things and my own childhood story with my daughter's now childhood stories. So there is a well there. I just have to take some time to live life, go have conversations with people, go experience things, take mental notes, write them down in my actual notes folder. And then one day I'm going to sit down and I'm going to go to a coffee shop. Or I'll go do like a little staycation or something and I'll start thinking of these things. It's also helpful for me when I'm writing to have somebody to bounce things off of and almost somebody like interview me a little bit and ask me follow-up questions in my story so I can recount like that story that I just said to you. Like I would have you like interview me about it. And well, I may not remember the things, but you may ask a question that makes me go, oh, yeah. It was about three blocks. Like if you were to ask me like how far was the walk? Yeah, it was about three blocks.
That's what I was wondering. How does that story end? Yeah. Do you get home? You're like, did grandma notice? Did we have like, wait a minute.
It's a whole mess.
Yeah.
It's a whole mess. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. Like that's how I'll start when I'm writing.
And if you hit a writing block, you know, or you can always just have another kid. You know, you gotta live some life, just produce another human. I've heard that that gets much easier as women get older, that
so easier,
yeah,
so much easier,
that it's easy no matter what, and then the older you get, the easier it gets.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've seen you guys out on your tour bus the family reunion tour.
Yep.
That's a full bus.
Oh, yeah.
It's already full, Dustin.
Do you?
Yeah, there's a lot of characters and personalities.
Yeah.
Had my husband, our nanny.
That you're out
Rosie.
With. Yeah.
Can I snoop a little? Can I get a little snoop? What do you, on your tour bus.
Sleep assignments.
Do you got the back room with the door shut to your back
crib
room?
Situation. Is that,
who's sleeping where? Who's in the bunks that were designed for roadies? Are you putting, who's grandma's in one of those? Whose kids in one of those? Who's sharing the full bed in the back?
So Rosie got the back lounge. And
Rosie?
That was her room,
so
that
we
could so it's
close
quiet.
The door.
Oh,
quiet.
Smart.
And she could be quiet. Mm-hmm. If she wakes up in the middle of the night, she's not waking up everybody else singing Oh McDonald at 1 a.m.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, yeah, those buses are loud, so they're kind of built in white noise.
Exactly. So we put her in the back room became her room.
The nursery.
We had them nail down a crib. Playpen.
Oh, wow.
So they had to screw it in so it wouldn't be sliding around back there. So they like screwed in a playpen.
It's like us in the back of our dad's truck as kids.
Yeah.
Back there with the dog.
Uh-huh.
The thing of gas.
And then the back bunks we had condoed, which means they're a little bigger. They have a bigger space to them. So there's four bunks. And that nanny, our nanny. And the bottom bunk was Rosie's like play area bunk.
Okay.
We had her books and her toys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next set of bunks was the rest of the team. My road manager, Danielle, Mal Hall opening, our videographer, Alex Tomko. And then their junk bunks for the extra ones. That's where they put all their backpacks and, camera gear and stuff like that. And then if we had a guest come on the bus, which we did, like my sister and my nephew came on the bus, my aunt came on the bus, then those junk bunks would become a guest bunk.
Yeah.
So we rotated.
You don't tell them that it's called the junk bunk in those moments.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I see these crumbs, just push them aside.
Yeah. And then from time to time, they would rent out a bunk as an Airbnb. Just, you know.
A hitchhiker along the road.
You want a lift?
Was that an experience that you're like, I can't wait to do that again? Or were you like, once was enough that for the full family?
No, I'd do it again.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can't wait to do it again, but I would do it again.
Yeah.
Leading up to it, I had so much anxiety and like because it was a new experience. I had toured on a bus before, but not with a toddler.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of, how are we going to do this? What if she doesn't do well on the bus?
Yeah.
We have a whole tour scheduled on this bus. What are we going to do? So there's a lot of what ifs, and the what ifs are what kill me. They get into my head. So I had so much anxiety leading up to this, and I was like, why did I do this to myself? I'm never doing this again. Like, I'm calling my agents and managers. I'm like, we're not doing this again. This is my last tour. Like, I'm stressed.
Mm-hmm.
And I had so much anxiety. My eyelid was twitching. I had a cold sore for like 2 months. Like, it was just like my body, my nervous system was like freaking out. I'm calling my friends who have toured with kids before and asking their advice and how they've done it. So if you watch my new special and you watch all the thank yous at the end, I have everybody from anybody I talked about in my special got a thank you to the people that I reached out to for advice with touring this hour of material.
Mm-hmm.
I talked to Carrie Job. She's a singer and she tours with her kids. I talked to my friend Amanda from Johnny Swim, and they tour with their three kids.
Wow.
And I like reached out. I know Mal hooked me up with John Party's wife to talk to her about them touring with their kids, but we never connected, but I reached out to so many people that I could to like give me their advice and then remind me and tell me that I'm not a bad parent. I'm like, am I bad for like taking her on the road and disrupting a schedule and like not, but they're like, no, like she's going to experience the world, like traveling the world. She's with you. Like that's all she cares about. She don't care where her crib is, if it's moving or if it's staying still, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it was, I was stressed leading up to it. And within the first couple weeks, seeing how Rosie was just like a champ and like, she loved it.
She adapted. Yeah.
Waking up and all these people were around her, and there's Teal Mouth and there's Alex and there's like she loved it and she was thriving. And I think that really helped me like chill out. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, oh, I could do this again. Okay. Calling my agent back, like, I was just kidding. It's not my last tour.
They're like, sales are pretty good, Angela. Special has 250,000 views in a day. Maybe we might need to send you back out. It's crushing. Congrats. You feel good?
Congratulations.
I do. Yeah. I do feel good. Again, you thinking, I was like, oh my God, what if nobody watches it? What if they don't like it as much as the last one? All the things, all the what ifs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I'm so grateful people seem to be enjoying it. It's a different hour of material than anything I've ever done before. It's more vulnerable. I'm talking about motherhood, which I, every hour special I've done before this, I'm talking about how I don't want kids. You know what I mean? And now I'm like, surprise, I'm a mom. Let me tell you all about it.
Yeah, psych.
It's a different, it's still me, but it's like a different version of me. This is mom version of me now. And, it's a little more vulnerable, and you know, I'm talking about breastfeeding. I'm talking about things I never in my life thought I would talk about from the stage.
Right.
So I'm excited to share that with people and meet a new audience member that I haven't connected to yet.
Mm-hmm.
I love to connect with people on a human level. I love to share my stories and see people in the audience go like, oh my gosh, me too. Oh my God, my husband does that. Oh my God, yes, my mom too, blah, blah, blah. I like to connect with people on a human level. I've never been able to connect with the parents before because I've never lived that life. So now I'm connecting with a new member of my audience, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's so awesome. Usually, do you bring out Rosie sometimes at the end? I've seen like photos and videos.
Yeah. Sometimes. Rarely. If it was an early show, we would bring her out. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. PM show, then she's still awake. Then I'll bring her out.
Totally.
I mean, I saw the clip too about like, the joke about you, you know, not wanting to be out at 10. I mean, the more fans that I get that are parents and you as well, they're going to want, the earlier the better. I mean, we did a show in Portland. This is going to sound like a flex. I don't mean it to be. We had to add our third show. and we added it at 3:30. And the club was like, are you sure? I'm like, I'm positive. And then I had a bunch of people who had tickets to the 7 and the 9. They're like, can I switch to the 3:30?
Oh, hilarious. I love that.
Like, it's just going to get earlier and earlier and earlier. Your fans are going to be going to the clubs and the theaters. We're like, could we do church? Could we do 11 a.m. on Sunday? We do a late church service, grab a little coffee. Which is so different, which I love it for you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I think that's just so awesome because you guys have created so many memories with Rosie and as a family.
So cool.
That you're going to cherish, you know?
I'll remember them.
Yeah.
And we have our videographer. He did our little mini docu-series, AJ on the Road. It's on YouTube. And we documented each city that we went to. And it's so fun. And it's so like emotional to look at our first cities and how little she was just, you know, running around the stage for sound check to the end of the tour. She's like sassy walking on stage with her hands on her hips. And
she grew up so much.
You know what I mean? And like to see how much she's grown. Like, even if she doesn't remember these, she has these videos to go back and be like, whoa, this was my childhood.
Yeah.
Like, I grew up in green rooms across the country, taking a bath in random showers in some, you know, crappy theater green room. Mm-hmm. And we just put her little bathtub in there.
Yeah.
And
why is the water not warm?
Yeah. It's not getting any warmer.
No.
Just wash.
This is an old haunted theater. I'm sorry.
Do it fast.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That's great.
Amazing.
I have one last question for you. So I heard recently an interview from a musician who was talking about like his like body of work And I was thinking about, I mean, seven specials. That's an insane, already, like, if you didn't do another joke tomorrow, that's a collection. That's like, this is Angela Johnson's contribution to the arts, to comedy, to, I mean, you've done it already. And you're going to keep going. I'm not saying it. Angela, it's over. No. do you get, I know you kind of take it one at a time, but do you get reflective over when you like look at the different titles and the different thumbnails and the collections and the specials and the albums? Do you like, wow, this is my, do you, is seven enough where you do kind of start to reflect on it of like, wow, look at this body of work that I've put out, as opposed to this clip, as opposed to this joke, as opposed to this special, this YouTube video? I don't know if that question makes sense, but I'm asking if you can kind of just picture and reflect on it.
That's a really good question, because it's hard to reflect on your body of work when you're training yourself to look at your work as clips now, because that's how you survive, is what is clippable, what can we clip out, what can we repurpose, because that's the algorithm, that's how you get your income, that's, you know what I mean? That's how you get your views. So I start to look at my stuff in like clips, like, okay, let's repurpose this clip. Let's clip it this way, blah, 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 blah. So it's rare that I sit back and reflect on my body of work as what it is. But I have my moments of it, especially when thinking about, okay, what am I going to call this special? I'm thinking about my last specials. Or even when I'm writing material, if I write something and I'm like, this feels familiar. Did I already write a joke like this? And I'm like, I think I wrote a joke like this for my fourth hour special. And then I go back to my hour special and I'm like looking for that joke. And as I'm looking for it, I'm remembering jokes that I forgot about. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot I did that joke. Whoa, like that's crazy. And then sometimes I don't find the joke and I'm like, I know I wrote it. And it was like, it ended up being on the cutting floor. Like I wrote the joke, it didn't make the cut. It didn't make the special. So there's like moments like that where I'm like, I'll go back and I'll watch my specials for a purpose. Like I'm looking for something.
Right, right.
But I rarely will like go back and let me just, you know, watch my specials. I went back to my specials to look at like editing, because I directed this one.
Yeah, which is awesome. Like,
How do I direct? Let me go back to my old specials and see what camera angles I loved and which ones I was like, ugh, I don't like this shot at all.
Yeah.
So I can make sure I don't do that.
Right.
So I look back at my body of work for like a purpose, but I rarely like sit and reflect and be like, whoa, look at what I've done.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say it as your, you know, as your friend and as a fellow comic. When I saw it, I was like, seven, I was just like, good Lord, what an accomplishment. I mean, seven unique hours, seven successful specials, seven
filmings,
bodies of work. Like, it is easy in our world, in the same way that like bands are like, do I have a viral TikTok song? That's what matters. And I'm like, did you produce seven albums? That's the work. You know, like that's the real work of a comic. And on my end, just looking at your career, I'm like, this is a wildly impressive, highly accomplished career. So I hope you can feel proud of it. I know you're not done. You're just getting started.
But
7 hours is unbelievable. And I hope you feel an immense sense of pride. If you're like me, you can't receive compliments, but at least maybe objectively you could see like these words should make me feel good.
Yeah, no, I can receive a compliment. I appreciate those words, and especially coming from peers. Like that means a lot. Like I can hear compliments from fans all the time in my comment section. I can see those compliments right there, and they also mean the world to me. Reading that, oh, I just watched your special with my whole family last night and we loved it. But like, are you kidding me? I just got a whole family to sit down and watch my special.
Yeah.
Like, that's incredible. Like, I'm so grateful.
Yeah.
And there's a different kind of feeling when you get a compliment from a peer, from somebody who does what you do.
Oh, yeah.
And can acknowledge your work. Mm-hmm. And like that's a different kind of feeling. And I appreciate it. So thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, no, I think the two highest compliments in comedy are from fellow comics. And then the highest one is from comedy club staff. When they say they liked you, then you're like, okay, we really did. Because there's like no one more jaded. Yeah. There's no one more jaded than the improv, the Tempe improv waitress.
She's heard it all.
Totally.
Okay, when they're like, we think you're so funny and we like your fans. You're like, great. Great.
So, I love to get that compliment. Yeah, compliment my fans. They're like, oh, we love when you come. Like,
yeah,
your fans, they drink, but they're not rowdy and they tip well. Yep. And
they behaved.
Like, I always get compliments on my fans. That's and I great. Love that. Yeah. And then I asked, there was one club that was telling me how they switch up their ordering for their stock with different acts come through.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, for this certain act they stock up on chicken wings.
Sure.
and a lot of certain alcohols. These ones, this is what they're ordering. Sure. And I was like, oh, what do you order when I come into town? They go, a lot of wine. The ladies love the wine.
That's very funny. Yeah, mine is if in areas that I do well in, they're like, hey, your people are going to order a lot of burgers and one margarita. And then in areas where I'm still getting established, they go, we actually do a lighter order this week.
Yeah, too much food.
There's certain cities where I've coined myself the Dustin, you can cut some of the wait staff for the late show, Nickerson. But hey,
like I got the last one.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on the special. It's Angela Johnson, Ugly Baby. Heads up, don't make the mistake. I accidentally Google Angela Johnson's Ugly Baby. That is an accidental Google that I did. But you're probably going to take the special either way. So it's on your YouTube channel. Congrats, Angela. Always great to see you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Bye.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening. We want to give a special shout out to our As Essential As Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Our highest givers, thank you so much. First off, Alex Foods and Sam Graham.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Brian and Amy Nagel.
Byron Smith.
Carrie Teague.
Chris Finn.
Christopher and Bridget Finland.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Cynthia Carpenter.
Demarius Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Debbie Klein.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan or Cohen? Cowan, Jordan, I'm never sure. I'm sorry.
Juliana Smith.
Christy Harrod or Herod. Herod, Harrod? I'm not sure. I'm covering my bases here. Hopefully not Herod, like, you know, King Herod. But, you know, people are getting a little extra on this one. Go ahead.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Nick Cordell.
Naoma Walker.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Restless Mosaic.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Mina.
Yvette Williams.
Zachary and Tammy Moyle.
Timothy Frey and Tiffany Payne. Thanks, everybody.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluff Mobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on Spin Quest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to spinquest.com right now.
Spin Quest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit spinquest.com for more details.